all there and a quick swing around things. All right, Chuck Sutton is here. He's the president of MC Squared Energy Services. Maybe you've heard the commercials on our air recently. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Steve, thanks for having me.
All right, so have I baffled you with my stupid questions there? Well, we were off the air. You know, it's one of those things that I know is there that, you know, we can buy our electricity from people other than ComEd.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have never quite gotten my hands around it. So give me 30 seconds on
sure.
that, how it works.
Sure, I'll give you the 101. Effectively, ComEd still delivers all the power. So physically, nothing changes. And your monthly statement or your invoice comes from ComEd. But you can buy your electricity, the supply part, the rate part, the contestable part, from a third-party provider like MC Squared, or there's over 50 mm-hmm. licensed suppliers by the Illinois Commerce Commission that you can buy from. But nothing changes physically. If you have a problem, you still call ComEd. They still read the meters, and you still get your invoice directly from them. But you can pick the rate plan that you want, whether you want it to be short-term, variable, fixed. Do you want air miles with it?
Is that right?
So, yeah, there's all kinds of different plans, just like telecom or telephony or any other industry.
So almost no matter who I choose, I'm still going to get the bill from ComEd.
Exactly.
Okay, and ComEd's making their money by their infrastructure and their delivery charges.
Exactly. There's a part of your bill that's called the distribution charges. Your bill's three sections. The supply section, which is contestable, that mm-hmm. you can buy from people like us. The delivery part, or the distribution delivery, that's what ComEd gets their guaranteed monopoly rate of return on. And then taxes and surcharges, which are really pass-throughs.
So as an individual, you can choose to buy your energy from any company you wish.
That's right.
And then, but there are some villages and suburbs who choose as well.
That's right. That's a program called Municipal Aggregation. And we serve over 24 of those and have over the last 3 or 4 years. And municipals can band together or individually, collectively gather their residents and go out and negotiate a rate for all of them collectively.
So if I live in a suburb that's decided to go with MC Squared Energy Services,
mm-hmm.
can I choose someone else too?
You can, yeah.
But just the default would be MC Energy.
That's right. And if you wanted to, you could stay with ComEd too. But think about this. Over 2 million residents in the state of Illinois have switched to a third-party provider. That's a big number when you think about it.
That's a big number. Is it because it's cheaper?
Sometimes, yes, but it's not always.
Right.
So you have to do your homework. And there's a website that the Illinois Commerce Commission has set up. It's called pluginillinois.org. Or you can just, you know, go to that thing called the Google and type in Illinois Commerce Commission or plug in Illinois and it'll pop up for you. And they have a whole 101 or education on how to do the price to compare. So, for example, right now the ComEd published rate is 7 cents per kilowatt hour for the supply part.
Sure.
The delivery part is probably another 3-4 cents, depending
right.
on how many kilowatt hours you consume. But that's the price to beat, if you will, or the contestable part. But not everybody uses that as the benchmark. I mean, if you wanted to do like our green program, well, some people, if they pay 7.2 or 7.5, doesn't matter to them. Other people, they want to pay less. But you got to do your homework. It's like any other thing that you buy, you really should get educated and go to the web.
I want to ask you about the green option pricing mm-hmm. plan, because, again, well, let's go to 101. Because you then are buying your energy. Let's say I'm buying my energy from you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using the green energy option plan.
Yes.
It's still electricity that's produced everywhere else, and yet there's some sort of environmental benefit.
Exactly. So what happens is there are a thing called renewable energy certificates. So the wind farms or the solar farms, they produce their electricity. They sell that into the grid, and they get paid for that energy based on whatever market price they can contract for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
separate. But they also get the right, as a renewable resource, to sell what are called renewable energy certificates, and people like me buy those, which is buying the attributes of that green energy, and it's another revenue source for these renewable businesses so they can reinvest and build more.
So they're selling these certificates to you to get money to help them develop more green energy.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's all part of the process. So then I buy these certificates based on how much energy my customers that want to be green
uh-huh.
have told us, and we buy those and we retire them so they can never be sold again, and then I have to go buy more when I sell more green power.
So when I turn on the light, my electricity might still have come from coal or nuclear or whatever, but the money I'm paying for it is going to foster green energy
exactly.
elsewhere in the future.
Exactly.
How many people take advantage of that?
Oh, I would say probably less than 10%.
Uh-huh.
Now, the state has a program that all the suppliers like me or the utilities have to abide by called the State of Illinois Renewable Portfolio Standard. And right now, I think it's 10% of all the energy that we buy or that we, you know, sell and buy in the open market, we have to also offset with 10% by getting these green
Above
and beyond these green energy certificates.
A little bit more expensive?
A little bit more expensive, obviously, because, you know, there's a premium for that versus the other sources because it's a renewable.
But when I yell at my son for leaving the lights on in the basement overnight, I can feel a little bit better about it.
Exactly. And so our program right now is that if you go to our website and you want to sign up, and we have a program where you can get educated as well, we'll give you a rate, and it's based on your individual house consumption pattern, and you get a rate. And usually we would charge a little premium for green.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're running an offer where we'll give that same price. There's no premium for green.
Oh, okay.
You can have green free, basically.
Okay. And that the website is?
MC2EnergyServices.com.
All right. And put that in the Google machine and you'll find it, too.
Or just type in MC2 Energy.
Real quick, I know you're doing some work with Ronald McDonald House.
Exactly. So to celebrate my 50th birthday coming up in early January, I know I only look 40. Thanks. I am going to ski 50,000 vertical feet. In
really?
One day at Steamboat in Colorado, and I'm doing it to raise money for Ronald McDonald House Charities, which is obviously a wonderful charity here in the Chicagoland area. And my website is chuck2016.com. 100% of the proceeds go right to Ronald McDonald House. So when you go on the website and you say, oh, that's really cool, you're going to go right to their website. You get the tax receipt and everything right from them, and I'm matching 50% up to the first $20,000.
Outstanding. So chuck2016.com.
That's right.
Well, I hope you keep it safe. Make all 50,000 feet.
You got it.
Nice to meet you.
Happy
Thanks
holidays.
For helping out today. You're listening to The Business Lunch here on 720 W.